Now, did he have anything to do with the album cover this time?
Yeah, he did it.
He did it.
He did the album.
Only he didn't get himself on the album cover this time.
No, I think he forgot. He was so busy arranging all the people in that photograph.
Because his tradition is usually to work himself into the cover there.
Well, I
somewhere.
Think he fancies himself like Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. So the cover itself, yes, it's of course the album is called Moving Pictures, and that's exactly what the guys are doing on the cover, Moving Pictures.
That's right.
Moving a painting of Joan of Arc. Well, it's actually a photograph.
Well. You're not supposed to give these things away.
Well, I mean, you can look at it and you can see it's not a painting. I mean, you know. And there's one of a very famous dog picture. Bunch of dogs sitting around playing poker.
That's right.
And then there's a framed version of the original 2112 Rush Man.
That's right.
What's he called officially?
He's the Man and the Star.
The Man and the Star, officially. There you have it.
Officially known as the Man and the Star.
And they're walking up a very stately old building, which indeed is... Old City Hall.
Indeed.
Up the steps there, and there's some people standing by the side crying. They look like an immigrant family.
They do, eh?
Yeah, to me, anyway. Standing there crying at these pictures being moved. It's pretty abstract. I thought Permanent Waves cover was strange, but this is very strange.
Well, strange is good.
This is true. Anything else you have to add about that now that I've described the...
Well,
the
I mean, what can I say? People will see it for themselves, you know?
Okay, glean what you will from the cover. Done by Mr. Hugh Syme,
once again.
And we will be back with the final track from Moving Pictures in its world premiere here on Chum FM right after this.